888-202-2552 will help pay for them.
And giving really couldn't be any easier. We just need your name, some contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
And you can save time and money by using a credit card if you can. Or, better yet, start automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. Our One Day Wednesday drive is underway, and we only have a few hours left to raise a week's worth of support for Wisconsin Public Radio. There's no I'll do it later in a one-day drive, so make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on. And thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs. But as an added incentive, we have something very special for you this drive only.
You can get our first ever artist mug when you donate $150 or more. And I must say, it's quite beautiful. Quite
it
beautiful.
Is.
It was designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Ask for it now when you make your pledge of $150 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we'll be talking with Scott Craven, an all-time favorite of our listeners, about the wonderful world of Wisconsin wildlife. Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. So please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners, and maybe you've been there for a long time. Now you can become part of our community of members, people who loyally support the programs that they value.
Your contribution of any amount makes you a member. Remember, it's not about how much you can do alone. It's about how much we can do together. Make your pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 149 more pledges by the end of this program. This is a one-day drive. Works when you take part, so help us out now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. The mug is made in the U.S., and the artwork was specially designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. It's really great. It's going to be a conversation starter. Get yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kevin from Madison's great in the spirit. He said, I just moved from Vermont. I'm glad to be in the Madison area and believe WPR will be a great resource for my transition to becoming a cheesehead.
Well, and I have to say, Vermont has some pretty good cheese, too, so he knows what he's talking about. We get such great comments from our listeners, from our callers, and from our guests about what a real treasure WPR is. So your pledge now is very important. It's our one-day drive. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.
And I want to just let you in on a little secret. We're a little behind on meeting our hourly goals here. We need to pick up the pace to meet our annual budget. Listener support is our single largest source of support. Your pledge right now is so, so, so important. So I hope you will contribute now. You can go to WPR.org. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Well, maybe not as easy as calling. You can call us at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. Thanks for your support, and please call with a contribution. And please stay listening because Scott Craven, UW wildlife ecologist extraordinaire, with us by phone. And I think he's here. He's broadcasting, or he's with us today from the WXPR studios in Rhinelander. And Scott gets a chance to work up there fairly often. Scott, are you with us?
I'm here, Larry.
Hey, you sound pretty good, too.
I feel pretty good. We just had a great game cooking class at the Rhinelander Learn and Retirement Program, and I hot-footed it over here to WXPR, and everything's great here, so it's terrific.
What did you cook?
Well, we didn't actually cook anything. We had a PowerPoint presentation, a bunch of cookbooks and recipes, and talked about all the things you and I used to do in our game cooking class. It was
that was fun.
People really seemed excited about it.
This time of year, we often come across young animals. I think a lot of us have a a tendency to want to help if we, you know, if they feel they're in danger or abandoned. How should we determine what, if anything, we should do?
Well, it is that time of year. I've found lots of bird nests around the house already with eggs in various stages of incubation and baby rabbits and fawn drop coming up soon and all sorts of things. And I think human nature dictates that people both think they need to help and want to help. And in many cases, our good intentions are probably not in the best interests of the animal. So the DNR is actually kicking off a big public information campaign on this very subject, and there'll be public service announcements and other media approaches to the issue. But the upshot of it is these animals are usually okay and have simply been left by the mother of whatever species while she's off feeding or doing other things, and the young are simply waiting for her return. So they often don't need our intervention, and the best thing to do is back away and leave them alone. In other cases, and I know there have been some in the press lately, if, for example, you're driving along and, holy cow, there's a dead duck in the road and a cluster of little ducklings huddling in the gutter, so that obviously you know, gee, the mother duck has been killed, the ducklings are on their own. Then in that case, that kind of intervention to gather them up in a box and either try and get them with another duck in the local wetland or seek the advice of a local wildlife rehabilitator is probably warranted. There are always cases of people climbing down into storm sewers to rescue ducklings, and in that case, they can often capture the hen or the female duck as well and then reunite them in a safe habitat. Some of those kinds of things are warranted, but generally, with baby mammals in particular, squirrels, rabbits, deer, things like that, it's best to simply leave them alone. It may go counter to what people want to do, but it's in their best interest to leave them alone.
We have a caller online. Let's go to Jack in Eagle River. Jack, hi, thanks for calling.
Yes, hi, Larry and Scott. I'm a city boy, so I'm not exactly an expert on identifying wild animals. Yesterday morning, my wife was at the window of the kitchen, and she looked down and she exclaimed, "Look at the size of that cat." So I went, and of course, again, we were thinking some domestic cat that's on steroids or something. I mean, it was unbelievable. It wasn't unbelievable, but it was quite large. Mm-hmm. And we kept looking, and it was gray in color, you know. She didn't think it had much of a tail, et cetera. And we finally figured out, it's got to be a bobcat. Mm-hmm. And so I asked the editor of the local paper, Gary Ritterbush, who they take a lot of beautiful wildlife pictures. He had never seen a wildcat bobcat in 25 years. So my question is, apart from that, if a bobcat met a coyote, what kind of a scrap would they have, if any?
Well, I'm guessing that two animals of roughly equal size and strength in that kind of case would probably decide that it was in both of their best interests to simply give each other a wide berth. If a fight ensued, that would be a tough call. Both of those animals are pretty well equipped as carnivores to take care of themselves, and I think there'd be some damage done on both sides of the ring, so to speak. But the sighting was a great one. There are numerous charismatic animals in Wisconsin, things like bobcats and the occasional cougar and the very rare lynx or even coyotes or badgers or things like that that we know are here, but most people have never seen one. And in my case, for example, I've not seen a live bobcat in Wisconsin or a badger either, for that matter. Yet other people are blessed with just a fantastic opportunity to watch them in the backyard or out in the edge of a farm field or whatever. So if you get that opportunity, enjoy every minute of it, try and get a picture or two, and think back on it for years.
Think back on over the years. Scott Craven, UW wildlife ecologist, our guest today. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson on our One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. We're doing an entire pledge drive in just one day. Your pledge right now, very important, because listener contributions make up nearly 40% of our budget.
And I was afraid you were going to transition by saying, I'm a charismatic animal, too.
Well, I thought about it.
Well, charismatic or not, we hope that you'll help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $50, $100, every gift right now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for another 145 pledges by 12:30 today. You told us you wanted more program, less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to your heart. Whether it's gardening, technology, the environment, we try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. Because WPR touches your life, make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's almost impossible to give to WPR. No, I take that back. It actually is the easiest thing in the world to give to WPR. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week, a few minutes of your time, and there you go.
And a dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll enjoy this program and all of the WPR programs you count on. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Hey, it's me, Michael Feldman. What can you accomplish in just one day? Clean out the attic, spread some mulch, perhaps paint the porch? Well, here at WPR, we're shooting much higher than that. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're aiming to raise all the money we'd normally try to raise in a full week. Don't laugh, it's possible, but only with your help right now. So while today it's Pledge Drive, tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. So make your pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
To provide great radio, we need to pay the bills. It's just that simple. And we count on listeners like you to help. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Consider a donation of $60 or $120. That's about a dollar a week or so. Your contribution, any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, helps make WPR possible.
And there is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive.
No.
So make it happen. This is very philosophical, isn't it? So make it happen right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because maybe you didn't think you could give enough to make a difference, I will hope you think again because listener donations make up about 40% of our budget. That doesn't mean we're asking for a huge gift.
In fact, many first-time donors give $5 a month for their WPR listening. You decide the amount that works for you, and please know it really does make a difference for us. Don't put it off any longer. It's a one-day drive, so give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know what, Judith? We're still stuck on that 145. Aww. We have 145 more pledges in the next hour and 10 minutes. This is a one-day drive. It works great when you take part. So help us out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. The mug is made in the U.S., and the artwork was specially designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Get yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Some great comments from people. John and Jill from Grays Lake, Illinois, say WPR has great programs, a balanced perspective. I appreciate that WPR brings us guests on both sides of issues to ensure a lively, insightful debate. And great guests like Scott Craven. If you haven't contributed yet, this is the time to do it. Give at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And please do it right now as we visit with Scott Craven.
Scott, hey Larry,
yes.
Can I put in a little plug?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make the point that, I've always enjoyed being on the program, and we get to talk to maybe 20 or 25 people on a given program, but the service provided goes well beyond that. It's pretty unusual these days that I don't get at least one contact a day, either usually by email, sometimes by phone or letter, from someone who starts out the question or request by, say, we listen to you on public radio and we're wondering if you could help identify this bird, or how do we solve this problem, or where should we go to see this? And, you know, so there's more to it than just what people may hear on the air for the hour and a half that we're on once a month.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you on that. And I get, of course, lots of comment from folks as well. And I've had some comments about the Deer Czar, the Wisconsin Deer Czar. People are asking me what I think about it. And the report was just filed. Hearings are kind of over, I think. What's the next step?
Well, the public hearings are over. A week ago last Friday, I attended the public hearing in Mount Horeb, which was kind of interesting. The significance was, of course, that was back at the site where the huge public hearing was held right after CWD was discovered in southwestern Wisconsin, and that auditorium in Mount Horeb was just packed with very frightened and confused people. But both Dr. Kroll and his two associates, Dr. Alt and Dr. Gwynn, spoke at some length about their personal takes on what's happening in Wisconsin, the good and maybe the not-so-good. And they were actually complimentary about many aspects of the research program here in Wisconsin and the opportunities that our hunters and other people have. And they commented repeatedly on how beautiful they found the state as they traveled around to these public hearings. On the other hand, each one in turn promoted their own particular agenda, I think. Dr. Gwynn is particularly enamored of a program that's common in the East Coast, especially with large landowners, called DMAP, the Deer Management Assistance Program for private landowners. And I think one of their recommendations is going to deal with more engagement of private landowners in deer management in this state. However, our ownerships average a lot smaller than the kinds of people who are engaged in that program. So we'll see how that plays out. Dr. Alt was very interested in pursuing the notion of our predator complex in Wisconsin and the idea that the combination of coyotes, bears, wolves, and a few other things that are nearly at all-time highs in many cases in Wisconsin may be having more of an impact than we previously thought, and that may prove to be a real challenge over the next few years. And Kroll himself, I think his major concern is over some of the mathematical models and systems like the sex-age kill model that the DNR has used for many years. He's concerned about its validity, but it's been supported and tweaked many times. So the bottom line is the hearings are over. The preliminary report was out. It was fairly critical. The recommendations will probably come out sometime in June. I think they're due the 1st of July. And then at that point, Dr. Kroll insists that he will follow through with DNR administration and potentially the legislature and whatever other interest groups are out there to see that some of these recommendations are implemented, if at all possible. But I think the elephant in the room is, of course, what's going to happen with the recall election and how that might affect structure, depending on how it goes,
right.
How it might or might not affect leadership within the DNR, as well as how the report would even be received. So it's still up in the air, but we've got a couple months of breathing room here until the recommendations actually come out. And the season structure for 2012 was just released a couple of days ago, so maybe a little later in the program we can talk about what the deer seasons this fall are going to look like.
Yeah, they're going to be a little different.
A little different, yes.
But not a lot. Scott Craven, UW wildlife ecologist, our guest today here on the Ideas Network. Kevin in Shell Lake wondered about gray squirrels. He has a gray squirrel with a red tail.
Mm-hmm.
And there are red squirrels, black squirrels, and gray squirrels in our woods. No fox squirrels. Do red and gray interbreed?
Well, the reds and grays won't interbreed. That's two different species. But within gray squirrels is, of course, a tremendous variation in color. The big name variations are the jet black ones that are fairly common here in the Northwoods, and then white ones and a golden yellow phase called Lady Isabella squirrels. But they're, for whatever reason, for about the last 10 years, either through my own observations or lots of people talking about it, there seems to be all sorts of a hodgepodge of color phases of what are all perfectly normal gray squirrels, but are just different color phases or admixtures for whatever genetic anomaly. And they may be gray bodies and and darker tails. They may be reddish bodies and lighter tails. I've had pictures sent in of a squirrel that looks like somebody picked it up by the tail and dipped it in a can of dark paint. The front half was dark, the back was gray. So there have been all sorts of permutations. And in all my checking with museum staff around the country and squirrel experts, I've not come up with an adequate explanation.
Scott Craven, our guest today, wildlife ecologist, talking about gray squirrels. I'm getting a little gray-haired myself. Judith?
I'm really gray.
A little bit, too. Judith Sears-Poisson joining us today on One Day Wednesday. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
And not only are we raising it, we're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day, a single day, and that day is today. You can make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Another 137 pledges to go to meet this program's goal. Just over 60 minutes to get those pledges. So instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is going to last one day.
And we're asking you to help us meet this goal, to help pay for the programs by making your gift now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all of the things you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in this past year. There are so many. And all of those conversations were possible because of your support, listener support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in this past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Listeners provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at WPR. You might not know that. Make a pledge of a dollar or two a week or any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to keep this station strong. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I'm Tom Ashbrook from On Point. The Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Pledge Drive begins and ends today. That's it. One day only. You may be asking yourself how we can possibly meet our goal in a single day. The answer is simple, because you like the idea. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're doing just that. But that means we need you to call with your pledge today. Not this weekend, not next week, but right now. Please think about all you receive from WPR and then give what you can afford. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson. Here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and maybe your gift is $50, or maybe it's $100, or maybe it's $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this weekend, you'll hear all of your favorite programs fundraising free. The success of One Day Wednesday means you get the weekend programs you love, like Car Talk, What Do You Know, Prairie Home Companion, without fundraising in the months to come. Your gift now makes that possible. Give as generously as you can. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
That Larry Mueller guy's on with Garden Talk, too, on the weekend.
That's true. 7 to 8.
Don't forget, we got to promote
true.
These
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, today is the first and the last day of our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Like you, we're very excited to get it done in just one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, which is bringing you great discussion. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Think of your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. Give us 2 minutes of your time and your donation in any amount, and in return, we'll give lots of great programs to you.
If there are two or more people listening in your household, it's an even bigger bargain, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Make a donation for your entire family. Remember, it's not about how much you can do alone. It's about how much we can do together. So give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We need 135 more pledges by 12:30. That's what it takes to meet our goal. It's a one-day drive, but that only works when you take part. So please take part now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. The mug, it's made in the U.S. The artwork originally designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. So it's local. Get yours at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I love comments like this, Larry. Richard and Jane from Pecatonica, Illinois say, "We always support WPR because it gives us the best programming that can be found in the entire United States. We've listened to NPR in Florida, Colorado, California, Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa, Arizona, etc., and WPR is the best."
We are the best.
We are the best.
And you are the best listeners.
It's true.
It is true. So please pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And while you're pledging, you can listen to Scott Craven, wildlife ecologist, with us. And if you want to ask a question of Scott, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. I'm sorry I didn't give that number a little more often. Scott, there is a new CWD case in northern Wisconsin. What do you think that means for the state's deer herd?
Well, the jury's certainly out on that. So far, it's one isolated case. It was a doe that was found sick. It wasn't taken by a hunter, and then eventually proved to be a CWD positive. So the result is that a management plan has been put in place, which primarily centers on surveillance in that area, hunters in that area of the positive, which will be Polk, Burnett, Washburn, and Barron counties. Those hunters will be asked to provide a minimum of 500 deer for CWD testing during the hunting season. In other words, just submit a sample. They don't need the whole deer. And so I hope hunters will certainly cooperate with that. And in the meantime, the DNR will be collecting car-killed deer in that region and whatever other tissue samples they can come up with to try and determine whether that was hopefully an isolated fluke individual case or what is, in fact, the extent of the infection in that area. According to the way the deer season structure is set up for this year, the deer quota in the management units around that positive, Deer Management Unit 15 and also the adjoining units 11, 12, and 17, harvest regulations will be set to try and maintain the population, certainly not let it grow, but there's no response there planned like we saw in southwestern Wisconsin where there was a dramatic attempt to reduce the herd to near zero, which they've backed off on. But nevertheless, that kind of response won't be seen there, but they will be putting a ban in effect for baiting for hunting in Polk, Burnett, Washburn, and Barron counties. So that's the response as it stands now. But we probably won't know until after the hunting season how much of a problem that really is.
A call from Debbie in Kokana. Debbie, hi, thank you for calling.
I just have a question about, I know they're not really wild, but I have like house sparrows that lived in my yard for years and years. They live in beams among the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And I just was reading online that they're kind of destructive to other birds and wild, you know, other songbirds, and wondered if I should be concerned, if I should try to get rid of them, or is that just a myth, or...
No, it's certainly not a myth, Debbie. I've had lots of reports this spring of people quite agitated about house sparrows either outright killing or displacing bluebirds from their bluebird boxes, and that tends to get bluebird enthusiasts pretty agitated. It happened in my own yard as well, and my son-in-law's bluebird boxes, and lots of other people. So people in that case may take to trapping or trying to remove the house sparrows. They are not a native bird. House sparrows, or English sparrows as they're known, are one of only three unprotected species amongst our 400 and some birds in Wisconsin. So pigeons, starlings, and house sparrows, all exotic species, fall into that category. So they're not only messy and kind of a nuisance around homes and billboards and businesses where they make a messy nest or in parking garages or whatnot, but they can be fairly noisy. They don't have a particularly pleasant song, and they are a problem for other cavity nesting birds, particularly far more desirable birds like bluebirds. So while I'm not suggesting that you go out and carry out an all-out assault on those house sparrows, I think that you could discourage their nesting and, in fact, not do anything to encourage them. and be rather passive in the notion of control, although some people, as I said, are in a much engaged in a much more active program to control house sparrow populations.
Thanks, Debbie, for calling. Appreciate it very much. Richard in Douglas County. Hi. Richard?
Hello?
Hi. Thanks.
Hi. Scott Graven. Good to talk to you. We had an incident last night. We live in northern Douglas County near Superior in a low-lying, swampy area in the country, and a lot of bears around here, but last night around 10:15, my wife was downstairs, lower-level house, working on the computer, and a bear came to the window, which is at ground level, of course, or... Yeah. And kind of rapped on the window, and we weren't sure at the time, but this morning we found a paw print on the window. And just wondering if there's any real worry here. Bears are prevalent in the area, and he may have been reminding us that tomorrow was garbage day and we hadn't put our garbage out.
We are. What about it, Scott?
Well, bears have become very much commonplace around Wisconsin. The population's doing extremely well, and bears are big, powerful, curious, almost always hungry animals. And many of them have gotten the idea that a human habitation is a good source of garbage, vegetable produce, dog food, or whatever. And once they get in that mindset, they're not bashful about visiting a home or cabin. I don't think there's any immediate risk of human safety or of the bear actually, although they're powerful enough to do it, you know, breaking in the window and trying to squeeze inside. I think that's the thing people fear, but there's just not much case history behind that kind of thing. Nevertheless, if you live in bear country, I think it's worth securing any one of a number of good publications from the Be Bear Aware Network on the Internet. The Forest Service has a little publication called Living with Black Bears, and the DNR has some good information as well that just gives people a few guidelines on how to handle their trash and garbage, how to store their pet food, how to keep the property as unattractive to bears as they can, and then how to respond if a bear is still attracted to the house or you actually confront one. There are relatively few cases of bear-human contact, which is what makes people nervous, as I said. But nevertheless, it can happen, and they're a big, powerful animal, so they deserve some respect.
Absolutely. Scott Craven, UW wildlife ecologist, our guest today, Larry Mueller, here with Judith Sears-Poisson, who's not a bear hunter, but she has seen them in the wild, haven't you?
I have not.
Oh, you have?
I would love to, but...
I thought you had.
Well, I thought Scott was describing you when he said big, powerful, curious, and almost always hungry.
Well, I'm almost always hungry. There's no doubt about that. And I'm getting in a contribution mode, you know?
Yeah,
I'm getting
I am
in a
too.
Contributing mode. Yep. I have contributed once already this year.
We both trotted back there during the last drive.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it again. Our gift, your gift right now, you can join me.
Yes,
and
join us.
Join Judith at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's critical. Today is our one-day Wednesday drive. We really need your help.
You told us you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising, and so we're trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day. That goal is 3,000 pledges during the day, and our goal for this hour or hour and a half is 150 pledges. So please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Another 124 pledges in the next 50 or so minutes. And that'll keep us on track for this program. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And just to be clear, raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal that much faster. Everybody wins if we do. So make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, the one who wrote the book, the one who has unique experience like Scott Craven in the out-of-doors. We're glad to seek these people out and get them on the show. And in fact, privileged to be, as a matter of fact. But we need your help to make it possible. So make a gift to Wisconsin Public Radio right now. Make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you agree that Larry does great radio and makes it happen every day, please give now. Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay for it. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Michael Sigman. I'm a WPRA board member. I think it's more important to find a reason to contribute, but you invest in a service. You're providing anyone with a wide range of potentially stimulating ideas, images, and sounds before they're written or performed or spoken or sung. There are so many reasons, and you can find more than you can ever imagine.
Go to WPR.org or call us 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're able, consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR by making a leadership gift of $100 a month. Your gift of $1,200 for the year helps make WPR available to everyone. Of course, any amount is welcome and appreciated. Do it now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might have found yourself hovering near the radio, drawn into some great discussion. It's happened to me, and I bet it may have happened to you as well. You need to get somewhere, but that discussion's really interesting. You appreciate the guest's knowledge and also the caller's questions and views. That's happened to you. I hope you'll make your pledge right now of support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And if you haven't, you should give anyway.
It's true.
Because it's going to happen.
Yes. And Larry, we heard from a listener who said he wasn't sleeping well at night out of guilt for listening to WPR but not donating. Well, don't let that happen to you. Don't lose sleep on our account or yours. Just make a donation right now.
It's quick, it's easy, and maybe you'll sleep better tonight knowing that you did your part to support the public radio stations that you count on. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I know we'll sleep better if we make our goal, right, Larry?
Yes. I will be nervous if we don't. And we still have 123 pledges to go.
Yeah, so there's still room for improvement here. If you're waiting for the last day of this pledge drive to make your gift, then give right now. It's a one-day drive. Today is the first, last, and only day. So your support right now is crucial. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Again, we still have 123 pledges to go. To stay on track with our goal, make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Again, it's your pledge that makes One Day Wednesday a success. Take just a few minutes now to make your pledge, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We ask that you make a contribution, that you give an amount that's comfortable for you, maybe $60 a year, maybe $1,000 or more.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support our programs that you enjoy, and in turn, you'll stay informed and entertained. So give now whatever amount is comfortable for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to the almost 50,000 members who already support Wisconsin Public Radio. So do it right now. Call us at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org.
Thank you.
And thanks very much to everybody who has contributed. Scott Craven, our guest today. Join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Scott, we have a question from my good friend Dave in Augusta, who made me a really nice musky lure, I might add. And if there's anybody else out there who would like to do the same, why, feel free. Well, I tell you, it's a beautiful lure. In fact, I think we have it up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. And we have some other photos from our recent trip to Eau Claire. But go online to the Facebook page and take a look at that lure. It's fantastic. But he said, we've recently spotted an animal that we verified as being a fisher roaming between the farms near us, and he's from Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding that fishers can be quite aggressive, something that you don't want to get too close to. Is that true? Also, are these native to Wisconsin?
Yes. On most of the counts of that question, fishers are native. They were greatly depleted back in the early half of the last century, and then were the subject of several different restoration efforts, which took very well, and fishers were just exploded over the latter part of the last century, and occupied with at pretty substantial densities the northern third of the state. And now over the last few years, they've been turning up with great regularity much further south. So I have a nice picture of one in a poplar tree in Governor Dodge State Park west of Madison. We had reports last year of a landowner who had one on his property in Columbia County. So I wouldn't be terribly surprised to see a fisher show up in just a wooded area of just about any county at this point, although northern Wisconsin is still their stronghold. They're a big member of the weasel family, so they don't have the most pleasant of disposition, but I've not really heard them or seen them described as very aggressive when it comes to people. We see them in the woods fairly regularly during our summer field
season.
course, and they usually go the other way in a big hurry.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's really anything to worry too much about.
I had some good luck this year turkey hunting, Scott. Called in a nice gobbler in, I don't know, about an hour, the first hour of my time out there. How's the season going for everybody else?
Speaking from a personal standpoint, it hasn't been going very well. I've been out eight times and have nothing to show for it. But I think the results have been very mixed. There have been some people who had, you know, fairly quick and easy success like you did, but I think the general response and what we're hearing from the DNR and in most reports is that things have been going pretty tough for the past couple of periods. There's not been very much gobbling, so that makes it difficult for hunters to know where the gobblers are. And if they're not gobbling, they're not responding to calls. They're still with hens. The nesting season, although it's well underway and people are reporting nests with a full complement of eggs, there are still hens wandering around. So I think this screwy spring has had some impacts. And overall, I'd say it's been tough going, but there have been enough people having good success like you that everybody's still pretty excited.
Yeah, I was pretty. I tell you what, I was out in the early morning before light, of course, and the gobbling started, and I felt like I had just dropped myself into a big oasis of turkeys because there were turkeys everywhere.
Huh.
But, well, so it was a lot of fun. And
you probably don't have any idea how to cook that bird, Larry. So if I can give you some advice sometime along, I'd be happy to help.
That turkey's already been grilled.
Okay.
Mary in Fond du Lac has a question for you.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I have a little bit different concern about turkeys. We have enough of them, but we had a hen with 15 eggs in our field. And, well, up until yesterday, then there were nine. And today I caught a couple crows. And when I blamed the raccoons, I decided it must have been the crows because I've got two eggs left. And now I'm concerned about our nesting bluebirds, and we have swallows, and I don't know if those crows can actually get in the box and harm the babies. We have bluebird babies and any of the eggs. Is there a way to deter them? You mentioned there were three protected birds, and I was hoping crows wasn't.
crows and blackbirds have their own specific regulations when they're causing problems. So that's a question you could direct to the USDA Wildlife Services offices and find out exactly what you can do. But the notion of crows being a big problem for birds nesting in a box, that's probably not an issue. And I'm not altogether sure they're to blame for your turkey problem either. A turkey egg's a big piece of protein for a crow to haul away. Are you finding the broken eggs nearby the nest, or are they just gone?
I didn't. I actually saw the crows out. I went and chased them out.
And were they actually picking up the eggs or pecking them open, or what were they doing?
Pecking them open, Scott.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think they could carry them away, but
no.
There are so...
I think they rolled them. They're such a big bird. They rolled it down. the hill a little bit, and there were pecks on all of them.
I'm surprised. Are you sure the bird was still trying to incubate, or had it abandoned?
Oh, yeah. I saw her sitting on the nest this morning.
Well, I'm surprised she hasn't been a little more protective, and I think she could hold her own against a crow, but there are so many nest predators out there in the form of raccoons and possums and skunks and a whole host of other things that will, and fox that are notorious for lugging eggs away, that a big ground nesting bird like that is always at some risk. Since it was an early, relatively early season, there's always the chance that she'll re-nest and be successful again. So it's not necessarily a total disaster, but dealing with the crows in an open situation like that is not going to be very easy.
No. Thank you very much for calling, Mary. Appreciate your call. Scott Craven, UW Wildlife Ecologist, our guest today during our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson joining us again. You get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio. No matter when you listen, today and today only, we're asking you to put something back in.
And your gift is so important as we try to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money to pay for the programs you care about in just a single day. Please take 2 minutes and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 114 pledges in the next 40 minutes or so to meet this program's goal. These goals are important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday on a successful note.
And it's up to you to help us get to those goals. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I wish I'd have brought my turkey call in today. I could have called listeners in.
You could have.
This call, I can sound like a hen who just is in real need of meeting up with a Tom.
We're looking for some company.
We're looking for some calls. We're looking for calls here. And I tell you what, at the end of this show, I often hear guests say, you know, that was a great program. Thank you. And you've got great listeners. Thanks for being such thoughtful, active listeners. And thanks for your financial support. That makes it all possible. If you haven't pledged yet, I'll do that call. I should have brought that call. Do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I have to say, getting to talk with our listeners who do call in is one of my favorite parts of working on Larry's show. What does making a pledge mean? Well, a pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day, and we really take that seriously. You pledge to support them with a contribution in any amount.
When you help pay the cost of this station, we'll make sure there's something interesting for you to listen to, and that's our pledge to you. Now make yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And unlike a fisher, Larry has a very pleasant disposition, and people appreciate that. On this program, we cover topics like the environment, like today with Scott Craven, consumer issues. People love getting to hear from the folks from the Trade and Consumer Protection Bureau. Gardening, of course, every Friday and Saturday morning. How-to topics, Wisconsin authors, and of course, Wisconsin food. You get a lot of great information from this program, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So support this program and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting WPR right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, some contact information, how much you'd like to give, how you'd like to pay. And whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe for sure. We don't share it with anybody else.
Not at all.
No.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the rest of the state and even to the world. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. And as you think about whether to pledge here on public radio, consider for a second how commercial radio and television work. Last year, $42 billion were spent on television ads. $3.5 billion were spent on radio ads. And you know where that money comes from. That comes from you and me. We pay for that every time we buy really anything that advertises on radio or television. How much does it work out to a year? I'm glad you asked. It works out to $208 for each adult in this country, which basically just gets siphoned invisibly off of you and me, right? We don't even get a choice. Okay. Here on public radio, it's way more straightforward. First of all, you get a choice. And if you're somebody who does listen all the time and you've been thinking maybe someday you might want to help out, I would just ask you, just as you make that choice, to consider this fact, okay? You are already pitching in. You are already underwriting all sorts of radio stations and television stations to the tune of $208 a year. But they're not necessarily radio and television stations you even like, you know? You are subsidizing television shows that you despise. You're underwriting radio stations who you hate, whose guts you hate. Wouldn't you like to support a radio station that you actually listen to? You know, you're already throwing $208 to all these other people that you don't listen to. Wouldn't you like to vote with your dollars every now and then for something that you actually believe in? Stand up for what you actually like. You're giving money to all these other radio stations, to all these other television stations. Stand up for what you like by calling this number.
And the number is 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org, or that number, 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Larry, we're looking for another 112 pledges in the next 30 minutes or so. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. Well, we're delivering as much as we can. We can only do that with your help right now, though. So your donation of $5 or $10 a month, it'll only take a few minutes, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let's us do these one-day drives and be successful.
And this weekend, you're going to enjoy your WPR programs. Wait, don't tell me. I like that. Simply Folk, What Do You Know? And there won't be any fundraising for that. That's because this is the first and only day of the pledge drive. Help us meet our entire goal with just one exciting, successful day of fundraising. Give right now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we know the real reason you give to WPR is to support the programs that you love and appreciate. But as an added incentive, a little thank you, we have something very special for you this drive only.
You can get our first ever artist mug when you donate $150 or more. It's a one-of-a-kind mug designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. You can see the mug. So take a look. Go to WPR.org to look at that mug. And while you're there, click that donate button. There's a donate button there, WPR.org, or call us at 888-202-2552.
You can probably see Larry's mug there, too.
Yeah, my mug's there, too.
Become a sustaining member
that
to WPR.
Might not be the biggest incentive to give any
money. Oh, don't do that. Becoming a sustaining member to WPR is truly giving the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership will never expire.
And your monthly deductions from your bank account or charges on your credit card will keep going until you ask us to stop. Give the gift that keeps on giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
110 more pledges to go in the last half hour of the program to stay on track. We really need your help. Make your gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a big risk for us trying to get an entire pledge drive done in just one day, but we know that you are up to the challenge. I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we'll be honest, we haven't been meeting our hourly goals, and we need to pick up the pace to meet our annual budget. Listener support is our single largest source of funding, so your pledge right now is so important. Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value.
And it comes out to $365, about $30 a month. You can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or credit card installments.
Any way you do it and any amount will make it convenient for you. But you have to make your pledge now to help us meet these goals. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We still need 108, is it?
Yeah, yes.
108 more pledges in the next 30 minutes or so. This is a one-day drive. It works when you take part. So please help us out now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Nancy from Iron Mountain, Michigan says, I enjoy being informed on so many subjects. There are a lot of subjects I would not read about, but by listening to WPR, I'm exposed to so many ideas and opinions. WPR is heads above public radio stations that I've listened to across the nation.
So give right now. Go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552. The diversity and richness of Wisconsin wildlife is one of the many things that make our state such a special place to live, and that brings visitors from all over the place. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. We're lucky to have wildlife ecologist Scott Craven as our guide to the outdoors. He has great ideas for ways to enjoy the outdoors and to be good stewards of nature. Maybe you have a question about our wildlife, or maybe you're wondering about some animal behavior that you have seen, or maybe you've just spotted some critters nearby and not sure what they are. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org as well. And I hope you'll visit our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Click like when you're there, and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics. We'll be back with Scott right after this look at the news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The National Football League has doled out punishments to players with the New Orleans Saints who participated in a bounty program. NPR's Mike Pesca reports that, as was the case with Saints coaches, the league's punishments were severe.
Jonathan Vilma, a Pro Bowl linebacker for the New Orleans Saints, offered his teammates $10,000 to knock opposing quarterback Brett Favre out of the 2009 NFC Championship game. The NFL suspended Vilma for the upcoming season. It's a huge blow to the Saints, who depend on Vilma as their best defensive player and team leader. Three other members of the Saints who played during the bounty era will also serve suspensions. Anthony Hargrove, who signed with the Packers a few weeks ago, is suspended for 8 games. Will Smith, still with New Orleans, was suspended for 4 games. And Scott Fujita, now with the Browns, will miss 3. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. is denying reports that an embassy official had spoken with Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng about threats Chinese authorities allegedly made against Chen's family. Although in a statement today, the administration said Chinese officials indicated that if Chen elected to stay at the embassy where he sought shelter after escaping house arrest, reuniting him with his family wouldn't happen. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, a blind activist has left the embassy to seek medical care at a hospital.
U.S. officials say that U.S. doctors do remain at the hospital and that they've gotten some assurances from China that there's no case against him. And the U.S. is calling on China to make sure there's no retribution against anyone who helped him reach the U.S. embassy.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Beijing. A private payroll report shows far fewer people in the U.S. expected were hired in the business sector from March to April. Payroll processing firm ADP says 119,000 jobs were added last month. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that's well below the 170,000 jobs projected.
Most of the jobs growth came in the form of service sector work, and mostly among small and medium-sized businesses. Manufacturing and construction each lost 5,000 jobs, marking the first decline in each of those industries in many months. Hiring is now at roughly half the level of the prior month, an indication that employment activity has tapered off from earlier this year. This comes ahead of the April government labor reports on Friday. Economists expect the jobless rate to remain unchanged at 8.2% on modest employment gains. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Taking a look at numbers from Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 26 points at 13,254 in trading of 1 billion shares. NASDAQ is up slightly at 3,054, and the S&P 500 down 5 points at 1,401. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Harriet and Richard Gold, to help extend the breadth and depth of NPR news programming and coverage of global events.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Mueller with Judith Sears Poisson. This is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is One Day Wednesday.
And this pledge drive is just a single day. And guess what? Today is it. Your $50 or $100 pledge makes a big difference, but only if you pledge today right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for another 101 pledges in the next 25 minutes. That's a lot. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can only do that with your help right now. So your donation of $5 or $10 a month will help us big time. Only take a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we get such great guests on WPR because they know you, I'm talking to you out there, will ask great questions, and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are lots of ways to say it. You know, pass the hat, pay the cover, buy a ticket. And the request is the same. Pay for what you use and what you enjoy. Do that right now for Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledging's easy. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I kind of think of it as a subscription myself. And the price, well, that's whatever you decide. A dollar a week, a dollar a day, you choose. And when you donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, that's a vote for the programs you enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. On Chapter a Day, we stretch a book out over a week or two, or 3 weeks sometimes. But sometimes a short story has to make the point in a day. The same is true for our May Fund Drive this year. One Day Wednesday. One whole week's worth of fundraising in one single day. And there aren't that many hours left to tell the story. Join us right now with a pledge. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your gift is $50, or maybe it's $100, or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, when we ask for your pledge, we're only looking to break even. The support we ask for is the amount we actually need to provide the service you've come to expect from us. We want you to know that your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is a very important part of keeping things running smoothly.
If you like to wait until the last day of a pledge drive to make your donation, then you've come to the right day here. Today is the last day. It's the only day of the One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Help make One Day Wednesday a success.
And if you've never given before, let me tell you what to expect. It's a very short process. It takes about 2 minutes. You answer some very basic questions, your name and address, how much you'd like to donate, and how you'd like to pay.
And that's it. Make your first donation at WPR right now. You'll feel good about it. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have had 22 new pledgers just during this past hour, so we really appreciate that. But we have 98 more pledges to go, 20 minutes to get them. It's a one-day drive. It works when you take part. And you said you want shorter pledge drives. We're trying to do it, but we are running a little behind on hourly goals, so we need you to help out now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. The mug is made in the U.S. The artwork specially designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. They did a great job. Get yours at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We heard from Mariana from Madison, who says, I donate because I listen daily. I need WPR to be there. If you agree with Mariana, we hope you'll join her in showing your support. And Cheryl from Ashland says, this is the first year I've listened to WPR and I love the programming. I've shut off the TV and get lots more done while listening to the informative, fun, and timely programs. Thank you for all the good work you do. And thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we have 96 more pledges to go we got about 21 minutes to go to do it. If you haven't contributed yet, I hope you'll do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. If you've never contributed, please consider it now. Maybe $5 a month.
And you know what, Larry? We're going to be going back to talking with Scott Craven. I hear from people how much they love and actually wait for the day of the month that Scott Craven is on to talk about wildlife. And we get so many people calling with their questions, their comments, wanting to tell about a bird or an animal that they spotted, wanting to know what they spotted, perhaps. We get such great feedback on so many of our guests. If you enjoy Scott Craven, if you enjoy Phil Pelletieri, if you enjoy all our great Garden Talk guests, show your support right now. It's a vote for the Larry Mueller Show when you go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And thanks to everybody who's already contributed. If you haven't contributed yet, please do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Scott Craven with us. Scott, lots of callers. Barb in Grand Marsh has a question for you, though, that I think is we should take. Go ahead, Barb.
Well, my house is kind of raised up, and I live on a lake, and I have already had a mother and two foxes that have made a den under there at one time. I've had a goat underneath there, and now I have a woodchuck. And I don't want the woodchuck around because I have a dog, and I'm afraid that one of them will get hurt. How do I get rid of it?
Well, I think the long-term solution to preventing the menagerie from continuing under there is to skirt the raised house, but that's another longer story. I think this time of year, before gardens are in full swing, and although the landscape's very green, food isn't everywhere for a woodchuck, so I would either borrow, purchase, or find someone who's loaning a good quality live trap, like a professional grade Have a Heart or a Tomahawk live trap, a good sized one, reinforced, and bait that with some good green vegetables, some green beans, a little broccoli, maybe some sliced carrots, sliced apple, maybe a whole kind of a smorgasbord of that kind of thing, and set the trap where you see the woodchuck coming and going from under the house, and the odds are pretty good that you'll capture it. And then at that point, you can move it to an area where it may have a little less impact on your day-to-day life.
Yeah, good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Scott, you're a proponent of the Covert's Landowner Workshops, and they're coming up this summer. Maybe you could talk a little bit about those.
They are, and I'm a big proponent, Larry. I think the Covert's Project, which has been around for quite a number of years now in Wisconsin, we have over 500 trained cooperators, is just a fantastic program. In fact, of all the extension programs I've done over the years, Covert's is by far my favorite. There are two sessions coming up this summer. Two four-day sessions, August 9 to 12 and August 23 to 26, both at the Kemp Natural Resources Station in Woodruff, which, as you know, is a beautiful place on Lake Tomahawk.
Lovely.
We just have a great time. I do the cooking. We eat well. They have a great, the landowners who attend have a great mix of hands-on activities, fire ring discussions, lectures, field tours. It's just a great opportunity for like-minded landowners to get together and learn more about sound forest stewardship with an emphasis on wildlife conservation. And our goal, and I say our because this is a team effort, the program is masterfully coordinated by my colleague Jamie Knack, and she'll be the contact information I give prospective landowners in a moment. And my other extension colleague in the wildlife program, David Drake, the three of us are all involved, and we all enjoy it. And our goal is to simply build this core of committed, passionate landowners who are willing to spread the word amongst their friends and neighbors and relatives and community people that it's not only possible but also something of responsibility to do right by your land. So the upshot of this is they are four-day workshops. It's by application. We're specifically looking for landowners who have a reasonably large acreage, not huge, but reasonable acreage, not just a couple acres around a house, who are interested in forestry and wildlife management and willing to kind of go the extra mile to spread the word after they get the training. And so the contact information, if you're a landowner out there, primarily woodlands, that sounds interesting to you, then you should contact Jamie, whom I mentioned earlier. Her email address is jlnack, N-A-C-K, at jlnack@wisc.edu. jlnack@wisc.edu. Jamie will get you an application. The deadline is June 15th. We'll be going over those and picking our 25 landowners who will be invited. Maybe the best part of all of this is there's no cost to the landowners other than getting there. This is all underwritten by a number of organizations and conservation groups. So how
great.
Could it be any better?
Yeah,
it's in a beautiful place, lots of information, good food, and good camaraderie. It's a good deal.
A very good deal. Thank you so much for talking about it, Scott. Scott Craven, wildlife ecologist, our guest. Another good deal is the good deal you get from Wisconsin Public Radio. Judith Sears-Poisson joining me. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
And we're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day, a single day. And guess what? That day is today. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're moving here. We're looking for 89 more pledges in the next 15 minutes to make this program's goal. These goals are really important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
And not only are they important for that, but Larry and I take it very hard when we don't make our goal. So you don't want us to be sad, and you don't want us to lose sleep like the listener that was feeling guilty. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes to make this possible. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is kind of like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio or a computer to listen to, but we need your support to make it happen. So please contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we've made giving just about as easy as you can imagine. We just need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
You can save some time and money, use a credit card if you can, or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. Today is a very special day for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the first and last day of our spring pledge drive. We're taking a chance by raising an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. There is no procrastinating in a one-day drive. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming where you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. Please don't hesitate. Make your pledge at WPR.org.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on. And by the way, thanks a lot in advance for your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're like me, you might feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but you don't have quite that much to give.
Don't worry about that. Your gift of any amount, whether it's $10 or $120, whatever amount is comfortable for you, that's the right amount to give. The important thing is to make that pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising. Well, we're doing our part. This drive is just one day. Now we're asking you to do your part. Join with other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners and help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. You can do it by giving now at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
Time flies, and maybe it's been longer than you realize since you last gave to WPR. We're asking you to keep that membership active.
And think of your support of WPR like you think of a newspaper or magazine subscription, something you renew every year. Renew your gift to WPR right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Looking for about 84 more pledges in the next 10 minutes. This is a one-day drive, works when you take part. Please help out now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. The mug is made in the U.S. and the artwork was specially designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. It's gorgeous. You can take a look at it and make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Elizabeth from Menominee Falls contributed and then said, I love your programming. Kathleen's program, our program, Chapter a Day are some of Elizabeth's favorites. David and Patty from La Crosse say we've been members for years and we listen daily. Well, how about you? If you listen daily or if you listen regularly, please contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
One Day Wednesday, it's the only day of the drive. We really need your support to prove that this is possible, that we can do it in one day. That's 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org. Make your contribution and thank you.
Thank you very much. Scott Craven with us today, our guest here on the Ideas Network. We have some callers with questions. I want to go back to the phones. Scott and Charlie in Milwaukee has been waiting a while. Charlie, thanks for waiting. Hello.
Hello. I have a raccoon question. My wife found a dead raccoon in our driveway, and it was about early in the morning, and then about 2 days later, about 6:30 at night, I was out on the patio grilling, and there was another raccoon probably about 50 feet away from me, and he was on his haunches, just kind of looking at me, and for quite a while, I thought. And so I slammed the grill cover down to scare them away. Normally, they would just look at you and walk away. But this thing was kind of wobbling. He walked around the tree, and then he stared at me again. And I was like, well, something's wrong here. And I'm just wondering if the raccoons this time of year, they have distemper, if it's something I should be concerned about. Or
what do you think, Scott?
Often when raccoons are, especially if you're seeing them at a time of day when you wouldn't expect them to be active, when it's daylight or, in other words, not dark,
yeah,
and they're out and about, and especially if they seem wobbly or unstable on their feet, that's often in the past been a sign of canine distemper, and coons are prone to that, and it could flare up in a given area, and there could be a number of animals afflicted. That's probably something, especially if you had a dead animal that could be tested or one that someone might capture. I would report that to the local DNR office, and that will get back to their wildlife health team. And I'm not sure what they might do about it because it's not an uncommon thing, but they do like to know where it might be flaring up in the state at any given time. And, of course, it's also possible it might be something else, but that's one of the more common explanations.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Pat in East Troy, your turn. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm dying of curiosity. Have you ever heard of robins going to bird feeders and eating jelly that I had put out anticipating
gross
beaks?
Oh, and orioles?
And orioles, yes. Yeah. And they're both here today.
Well, I've had my grape jelly out for a week or so now, but I haven't seen an oriole yet, but that should happen pretty quickly. The bird migration is really going to be gearing up here with the warblers and whatnot shortly. I've not seen a robin. I've had house finches eating my jelly. And
sparrows.
And sparrows and occasionally, but I've not seen a robin, but robins are fruit eaters, and if it's been dry and worms are hard to come by and a robin figured out that jelly was a free handout that tasted pretty good, I wouldn't be surprised if they caught on. But I've not seen that behavior myself.
No, I haven't seen a robin either. I've seen a lot of different, a lot of sparrows and a lot of house finches. They love.
Most people put grape jelly out for the orioles, and they're beautiful, of course, and you can go through a lot of jelly in a short period of time. But I've not seen a robin figure it out.
Thank you, Pat, for calling. Appreciate it. Brett emailed us and said, I was driving through the country on the far east side of Madison a couple of weeks ago, and I'm fairly certain I saw a wild pig moving through the field on the side of the road. Is this possible? Good thing we got to...
Well, it's possible. I mean, wild pigs are a huge problem in parts of the country, and there was great concern that they might become a huge problem in Wisconsin back a couple of years ago when there were lots of reports over in kind of the west central part of the state. I think most of those have been squelched and have been removed from the landscape, and there were some active programs to do so. But they are occasionally around. Sometimes humans help them get around. And, of course, it's also possible that a domestic pig occasionally gets loose and they become pretty wild pretty quickly. So there are a couple possibilities. So bottom line, I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
And one other email from Mary, whose husband shot a turkey last week, and the beard would look like it was cut off with a scissors almost, only a couple inches long instead of long and scraggly. And just quickly, you know, that could have been almost any reason for that.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it was a Jake, actually.
Yeah, well, that's what it sounds like. But
because their beards are just growing, and they're usually pretty
short.
More like a shaving brush rather than the long, flowing beard of the old-timers. Like
Scott,
you, Larry.
Yeah, like me. That's right. I got a long, long beard. Scott Craven, wildlife ecologist at UW-Madison, our guest today, along with turkey expert Judith Sears-Poisson. To help make this program possible, we want you to make a pledge of support right now during One Day Wednesday.
And this membership drive is only one day long, and that day is today. That means more talk, less fundraising, but it only works when you give, and we need you to do that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We need 65 pledges in the next 5 minutes. We'll stay on track for this program. Make your pledge right now. Very urgent need here at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And raising all the money in one day does not mean that we need less money. It just means we have to make our goal faster. And we really need your help to meet that goal of 150 pledges during the show. 64 to go. Please, everyone wins if we do make it. So make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know you've been enjoying these conversations with Scott Craven, our wildlife ecologist. He's on every month, the first Wednesday of the month, about a whole host of wildlife issues. He's certainly one of our two or three most popular guests.
He and Phil Pelletieri argue about who's the most popular. It's pretty close.
But now is a good time to take a few minutes to do what,
It's
Judith?
Perfect. To make your pledge.
Oh.
WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. So support the programs you rely on at WPR.org. And, of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. What would Wisconsin Public Radio be like without pledge drives? Well, it wouldn't be at all. Pledge drives are essential to raising the money that pays for everything you enjoy on WPR. But there's no rule that says pledge drives have to last a week. So again this spring, WPR is going to make fundraising a little more listener-friendly by getting it all done in one day. It's One Day Wednesday. Please give now. Get it over with. Go to your phone. Go to your computer. Get on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And then go about your day with a satisfied smile on your face. And thank you.
And you can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
And the best way to support this intelligent source of news and information is by donating at WPR.org. Put your contribution to work right away by making your pledge with your credit card.
Just takes a moment of your time. You'll be investing in a station that keeps you informed every single day. 63 more contributions to go. You can help us make it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this is a very short pledge drive, just one day, so don't procrastinate. Pledge now to support your news, music, talk, and entertainment programs. Make that pledge now. That's the most important part. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
63 more pledges to go by the end of the program. This is a one-day drive. It only works when you take part. So please help out now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can get our first ever artist mug for your pledge of $150 or more. It's a great mug. It's made in the U.S. and the artwork is incredible. It was specially designed for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Get yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Daniel from Chicago, Illinois, says we moved to Chicago and miss WPR so much that we live stream over the internet. So thanks for a great program. Isn't that great?
It's great. And I love Sarah from Wauwatosa said, we start out each day listening to WPR, from politics to homemade pantry food mixed with news and weather. My daughter, Madison, told me she heard how easy it is to pledge support for the radio station this morning. Guess what, Larry? She's 9. And Sarah knows that she's listening. Our shows are helping her build a foundation for lifelong learning, questioning, and advocating. So if you agree with Sarah and Daniel that this is great radio, pledge your support now, right now, at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Once again, that's WPR.org.